Okay, today's daf is Ksubis Daf Vav, and we are on the top of Daf Vav, but we will just mention one more point relating to yesterday's daf. We started the sugya of Dam Mifkat Pocket and Chiburei Michmar. Exactly how do we look at Dam Basulim? We discussed the Chassam Sofer's idea that it's not a machlokes a metzias, a machlokes halachically, how to view Dam that is on its way out, meaning it's ra'uy, it's supposed to come out. But related to that is the sugya of Chovel. As we have been discussing, that is the potential problem on Shabbos, the malacha of wounding. The question is, the Rishonim discuss, what is the malacha of wounding? Which of the Av Malachos is Chovel included in? It's not one of the 39. So the question is, what is Chovel included in? So there are various shitas in the Rishonim. What is Chovel? If you can Rashi, in the beginning of Perek Shmona Shratzim, in Mesecha Shabbos and Daf Kuv Zayin, Rashi has two days there. Those are the first two opinions. What is the malacha of wounding? Right, somebody punches someone else on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that during the week either. But let's say by mistake, somebody gives somebody else a black and blue mark. Which malacha does one violate? So Rashi says, either it is tsoveya, it is coloring. I color the skin underneath. Says Rashi, kiva the yishlan or nitzva ha'or bedam ha'nitzra v'chay mishem soveya. No, that was number two, Rashi says. And number one, Rashi says, is shochet. Rashi says, killing doesn't mean killing, netilas teshama, it means moving blood. Moving blood, mali katla kula, mali katla palga, to quote a line elsewhere in the Gemara. So Rashi says that's shochet, v'habile chaburashi nechozeres, v'habile tolda the shochet. Those are two deos in Rashi. The Rambam has a different shot. The Rambam says that it is mefarik, which is a tolda of dush. What is that? If I remove fruit juice from a fruit, if I milk a cow, all of those are moving the item from its natural state. So to here, blood is in a specific state in the body, and if I move it, so that is the malach mefarik. Hadosh kegrog reschai veidisha lebedule karka v'mefarik utolad hadosh v'chena chovel bechai sheyeshlo or chai mishum mefarik. Somebody wounds a chai, so then one is chai of mishum mefarik in that case. Three different days. What exactly is the malach of chovel? The question is that the Achronim ask on the Rambam is, why isn't a couple of questions. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks in Mishnayos on that Mishnah in Shmonis Rasim, the beginning of the 14th Perek, in Shabbos, according to the Rambam, why isn't every case of Shochet also Mefarik? Right, if you're telling me that moving, wounding, Chovel is a Tolda Mefarik, so every case of Shochet should also be Chayef too. One for Shochet, and you also move the blood. And one for Mefarik, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha on Mishnayos. V'kashali, to Rambam, Kaza Reish Perek Yud Aleph, to Shochet Chai Mishum Atilas Hashama. V'yamayinu Chayev Gamishum Mefarik Adam, Kamo B'chovel. Right, what's unique? That is question one. Question two, the Pnei Yeshua's question is, so why is Shochet Mutar on Yantif? Right, if Shochet should also be Mefarik, and which is Dash, so that's one of the malachas, that's one of the early malachos in the first 11 in Sidura de Pas, and that's not allowed. Right? I'm not allowed to plow on Yontif. I'm not allowed to harvest on Yontif. I'm not allowed to do the early malachos on Yontif. I'm allowed to bake on Yontif. Maybe I'm allowed to separate in certain ways. But the earlier malachos, like Dash, right, the language of the Yerushalmi is, Tosas quotes it in Beis Adav Gimel, Milisha ve'elich. Right, those last few malachas in the Sidur de Pas. But the early ones not. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, why are you allowed to shechlan yantif? Right? It should be the malacha of Disha. So these are the kashas, among others, that the Achronim ask on the Rambam. Why is it shochet? Shochet is a problem. Why isn't it also mefarik? And why are you allowed to do it on yantif? So the stipler in Shabbos is a beautiful thought to help answer the Rambam. Why each stage of shochet is not going to be a problem. Meaning shochet is different than regular chovel. That's the answer. You answer all the kashas. The question is, how is shochet different? So he uses a ran. The Mishnah tells, and then right after this, Pesach, we'll start today's daf. The ran writes in Chul and Adaf Yadala. The Mishnah there says, what happens if I shecht on yantif? A mumar shechts on yantif. What's the halacha with that shechita? Hashochet b'shabes, says the Mishnah, Ava b'shem mischai benaf, show you nif, although ischai of misa, shechita sok shera. The shechita is kasher, even though he is shechting on yantif. Ask all the Rishonim, Tosfos there, the Ran there asks, why is it a kosher shechita? It's like a mumar. Somebody's, you know, violating Chilul Shabbos. So you should say shchitas mumor is a treif shchita, so not a good shchita. So therefore, if you shecht on Shabbos, so all different rishonim. Maybe this is the first time he's ever done anything. See, he's not a mumar yet, and he's not a mumar till afterwards, right? Or maybe he's doing a betzina, the chulu. The Ron's lashon is like the first day. Maybe he's only nasa mumar at gemar shchita. Why? Because at tchila shchita, he's just being mekalkel. He's not doing anything wrong yet. Mekalkel, doing an act in a destructive manner. We had it yesterday's daf. So he says, the ein ze klum etzli, de b'shabas nami lo mechayv ad gemar shchita, de mikami hachi avali mekalkel b'chabura, de kaimele de pater, says the stipler. You know why the Rambam says that you're not chayv for mefarik every time you shochet? Let's talk about two different stages of the shchita act. The first stage of the shchita act, you start the cutting, that's not mefarik yet, because it's mekalkel. And therefore, like the Ron says here, and therefore, you're not going to be chayef. What about by the end? By the time you get to the end, so is that the malacha? See, he quotes another Gemara. The Gemara asks in Masechta Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Vav, why are we ever allowed to do, this is a Gemara's question, why are we ever allowed to do a bris mila on Shabbos? Even if it's the eighth day, which is when there's a mitzvah. You know, maybe the child's going to be a nefel. Maybe the child's not going to live till 30 days, and therefore, he will not Lomafreya be able, right, that wouldn't have been a mitzvah smila. So how would you ever allow to take that chance? You should have to wait till day 30, and it's a pasuk in Chumash that you do it on day 8. But why? So ask the Gemara, what's the problem? Mima nafshach, im chayhu, if he's a chay, so that shaper kamahil, so that it's a mitzvah smila. Ve'im lav, and if not, mechatech basar bebasarhu. You're just cutting flesh. Meaning, Rashi, shchutahu velo chaburahu. Chavala is only in live basar, and not in basar that's already considered shachar, that's not considered alive. So the Gemara says, mimad of shachar. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, they're not doing anything wrong. It's not chavala. So the disciple uses that to help out why the end of shchita is not a malach of chabura. Because it's already cut from the beginning. The first stage is mekalkel. The second stage is mechatech b'basar hu. So it's not a malacha. That's why it says the stipler that even if you want to say like the Rambam, that chovel is mefarik, shochet is a different type, a unique type of chovel. And therefore, shochet is not going to be chayim mishum chovel. The beginning of it is because it's mekalkel, it's destructive, and the end of it because it is mechatech b'basar. That's the stipler in Misach Shabbos and Simin Lamed Ches to help answer all the acronym's questions on the Rambam. Okay, we'll read it inside, but that is related to Chovel. Again, but it's not, it's assumed in the Gemara, a number of places, that Chovel is one of the Malachas, but it's just unclear which Malacha it is. Okay, so we continue now. Says the Gemara on top of Vavim and Aleph, top line. So we had a Machlokas between, the Gemara had question upon question upon question, two different versions of it, which we never answered. Whether one is allowed to be Baal Beer Rishona on Shabbos. Right? That is the question, and we had a machlokas about it. So here it is. Bebei Rav Amri, Rav Shari Ushmuel Asar. In Rav's yeshiva, they said that Rav was Matir and Shmuel Asard, the Beer Rishona beyond Shabbos. But Naharda, Amri Naharda, which was Shmuel's city, they said the opposite. Rav Asar Ushmuel Shari. Meaning everybody wanted their rabbi to be the one that matirs. Right, so in the Rav's yeshiva, they said Rav was mutter, and in Arda, they said Shmuel said mutter. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak v'Simanech. How do you remember who says what? Elu makilin liatzman, ve'elu makilin liatzman. They each were makel on themselves. If you look at Rashi, Rashi here says on the fourth line, elu makilin liatzman debei Rav shetzrichim lazos kedivrei Rabban. The Bei Rav, Rav's yeshiva, who needed to follow their Rebbe, Omrim Sharaban Matir Venarda Osam Kishmuel, Rabban Omrim Shmuel Hitir. Chassam Sofer right here notes a little diak in Rashi. He says, why by the Bei Rav? It's Rav's yeshiva and Shmuel's town. Right, it's the two different, one are Talmidim, one are Balabatim. Right, Rav's yeshiva and Shmuel's town. So he says, Rashi by the yeshiva says, Shetzrichim Lasos Kedivrei Rabban. They need to follow their Rebbe. While the next part of Rashi says v'naharda ha'osim kishmuel, doesn't say tricham, it just says ha'osim. Says the Chassam Sofer right here. The difference seems to be that b'nei ha'yeshiva have to follow their rebbe. There's a need to follow their rebbe. Your rebbe tells you something, you have to follow it. Says the Chassam Sofer. שתלמידי רב חייבים לנהוג כהוראת רבם, ואינם יכולים לחלוק על הוראת הרב, אלא כשיגדלו ויכריעו מדעת עצמם בראיה ברורה שלא כמוהו. When somebody has a Rebbe, and he's learning with a Rebbe, so he has to follow what the Rebbe says. That's the Talmud, that's Kafav to a Rebbe. Balabatim by a Rav? Okay, as long as you're my Rav, I have to follow you. But let's say I get a new rabbi in a couple of years, then he'll be the posting of the city. And I'll have to follow him. It's not the same type of relationship. Halavai. Halavai. There should be a relationship of Talmud to Rav, of Alabas to a rabbi, should be a Talmud to a Rav also. But says the Chassam Sofer, that's the Diyuk in Rashi. By a Talmud, he says, Tzrichim, because they have to follow him. He says, Shetalmidei Rav Chayavim Linog. Lachin dikte grashi lichto bahem shem srichim lasos karas rabam aval anshi naharda lohayu talmidav shel Shmuel ela horaso shel Shmuel mechayeves as anshi hamakom. It's mechayev that he's the mara da asra. Ah, im yavo l'sham rab acher v'yore sheloke Shmuel lo yuchayevim l'shmuel b'kol shel shofer that shel Shmuel. So that's why Rashi says that naharda osim kishmuel, but the bei rav are Chayavim, Tzrichim. And that's the difference between Rashi sees the Yeshiva of Rav, Bebei Rav, and Nahardah, which was the city. Remember the line elsewhere, Maseches Brachos or so, I think that the Shmuel says, I know the streets of Nahardah like Shvili Derakia. That's the amazing line of Shmuel. Shmuel says, I know the streets of my neighborhood like I know the of Nahardah, which was his city, like the pathways of the heaven. And answer Shlomo Zalman says, why does Shmuel have to say it like that? Why does Shmuel have to compare the pathways of heaven, which he knows, to the streets of his city? Right? Just say, I know the pathways of heaven, and everybody has to follow my lead and try to study astrology and astronomy also. So Shlomo Zalman quoted that every tiny little line and word in the Gemara is meant to teach us something. And there's nothing extra. When Ravina and Ravashi were put together the Talmud, there's nothing. Every single word in the Gemara is meant to teach us something. So he says here too, there is a halacha that if somebody works in Hatzalah, somebody works in some emergency services, they have to know the streets of the neighborhood. They have to know it back and forth. Let's say there's a detour. Let's say, even if somebody has Waze and GPS and all this, but who knows? Maybe there's going to be, I have to get to the place as soon as I can. Shmuel was a great doctor. Shmuel was a doctor, right? We're going to have Shmuel, Beis Hashem, in the bottom of today's Amud. So Shmuel's a doctor, so he's alluding to that fact, to all the medical personnel. He says, I know the streets of my neighborhood, the streets of Rakia, did I say the opposite way before? I know the streets of the Rakia like I know the Shvili Din Harda. Meaning he's saying he knows Shvili Din Harda, right? That's the halachic message that we get from that line, which seems to be nothing halachic, just to tell us about the pathways of the heavens. But Shmuel is saying that. But Shmuel is from Nahardah, and that's what the Gemara also says here. Okay, says the Gemara of a Rav Shari. Is it true that Rav says mutter? Rav says that Bir Rishona B'Shabbos is mutter. Why would he say that? Pash is because of Davar She'enu Miskavein, even though it could be the Melacha of Chovel, but it is something that is unintended. V'yomer of Simi Bar Chizkiya Mishmei the Rav. Well, Rav says as follows, famous case, Hai Musachrayo Din Azaisa. Rav says, that case of the stopper, of the shmata, the rag that you stick into the barrel, so that the barrel, right, it doesn't spill out, you have wine in the barrel. So this stopper, Asur La'aduka B'yomatava, you can't stick it in on Shabbos or Yontif. Why can't you stick it in on Shabbos or Yontif? Because it's going to, when you squeeze it into the hole, so memela, liquid, is going to get squeezed out of this rag, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Right, it's going to be the malacha of schita. And so if you see, Rav says, in a similar case, let's call this case Davar She'enu Miskavein, right? So it's Asur. So how could Rav say that Bir Rishona is Mutter? Same kind of case, Davar She'enu Miskavein. Which malacha, just like we said, what's the malacha of Chovel? We could ask, what's the malacha of Schita? Schita is also not one of the Lamites malachas, right? So which malacha? And the Gemara assumes all over that Schita is a problem. So Rabbeinu Tam says, two types of Schita. Rabbeinu Tam says this in Shabbos, and he says it right here. There are two types of Schita. Well, what are you squeezing out of something? Are you squeezing out water, or are you squeezing out wine? Says Rabbeinu Tam, that's a big chilek. If you're squeezing water out of something, that's the part of the malacha of libun. We know the modern day washing machine cycles has three cycles. Each one of them is also daraisa on Shabbos. Each one. First, you have the rinse cycle where you touch the water to the garment. Let's see, I spill something on my shirt on Shabbos. So Chas v'Shalom, I take a little liquid, I put it on my shirt, boom, right then. That's Asa Daraisa. That's the first stage of the cycle. That's the rinse cycle. Then there is the agitating cycle where it makes a lot of noise and it shakes around, right? That's separate. And then third is the first one was the soak. Soak, agitate, rinse. I think those are the three words. The third one is the rinse. What's the rinse? Getting the water out from the liquid. When it spins, the spin cycle, which is the rinse cycle, it spins very fast, removing the liquid. That's considered part of the libun process. Each one of those on Shabbos would be a problem. So, says Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm squeezing liquid out of a shirt, that's part of the cleaning process, that's libun. But if I'm squeezing wine out of a shirt, that's not cleaning the shirt. Right, that's maybe, I don't know if it's dirty or just as dirty, before and there afterwards, but that's the malacha of dush, as we just said. Just like squeezing liquid out of a fruit, squeezing liquid out of a garment is going to be a problem. That's our Rabbeinu Tam, first beginning of Tosfos, Haim Sochrayu. Pirish Bekutris, V'chein Rabbeinu Chanano, Ba'aruch, V'chein Beseder Tanoim V'amaroim, a less known sefer of the Rishonim, to Asr Mishim Schita, the Kashal Rabbeinu Tam, to Aschita Mishim Libun, Velo Shaycha Bishar Mashkim. Libun is not shaykh by other liquids, the Kol Tavar HaMalachlech Ezbolo, anything that makes dirty that which it is swallowed up in, Kagon Yayin V'Sheichar V'Shemen, Lo Shaykh Libun B'Schitaso, El Dafka B'Mayim. Right, when we have to know how to clean up spills on Shabbos. And it makes a big difference. Is it dirty spill? Is it a clean spill? Which type, which color spill are we talking about? But says Rabbi Natam, I don't understand. Schita is Mishum Libun, isn't it? So what's the Gemara talking about here that it's Schita? So if you skip down to the third wide line in Tosfos, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, it's a different type of Schita. Tahavye Mishum Mefarek, V'yasura Kamo Schita Zeisim V'anavim. It's a different type of schita. It's like squeezing out grapes and olives on Shabbos, which is asa daraisa because of dush or mefarik. Ve'hacha omer Rabbeinu Tam, the lekel lememer dasa mishum mefarik, kivach and nischan holich le'ibud. Whatever, we'll get to that. We'll get to that by Hashem soon. Stop there for a minute. But that is Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. There are two types of schita. Good. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, how is it possible that Rav says it's mutter that be a rishon on Shabbos? Doesn't he aser putting the beged into the hole, into the place where the wine comes out of? Answers the Gemara, bihahiu bahahu afilu Rabbi Shimon moda. No, in that case, even Rabbi Shimon would be moda, meaning even though there's a machlokes about davar she'enum miskaven, but when it comes to cases where it's not a davar she'enum miskaven, but it is what we know as psik resha, so then everybody agrees. Afilu Rabbi Shimon moda da bayav rav adami shravayu moda Rabbi Shimon bipsik resha velo yamus. Rabbi Shimon agrees by literally cutting off the head and he shall not die. What's the classic case of psik resha? I want to go out to my backyard to cut off the head of the chicken to give it as a toy to my child. My kavana is just to create the toy, but the chicken's going to die. So ask the Gemara rhetorically, psik resha, you're going to cut off the head of a lo yamus and it's not going to die? Meaning, psik resha, as we know, is the halacha, that if something is vade going to happen on Shabbos, even if it's not my kavana, I am chayiv d'oraisa. Psik resha is asur d'oraisa on Shabbos. Even though it's not my kavana, right, that's no longer a davar she'enu miskaven, which is mutter on Shabbos, which itself is a chiddush. Usually we say there's a principle called Safik Doraisa L'chumra. And all of a sudden, by Shabbos, we have a principle of Dabar Shein Miskavin is Mutter. That's a Chiddush based on Meleches Nachsheves, based on the Pasuk in Vayakel, which is the source for all of the Kulas, most of the time Kulas, sometimes Chumras. But most of the time Kulas on Shabbos, Dabar Shein Miskavin is Mutter. But once it gets into the world of Psik Resha, so then everybody agrees it's going to be Usher. So that's what the Gemara here says, Moder, Reb Shimon, and everybody agrees, Psik Resha. But the case of Bir Rishona would not be Psik Resha, the Gemara is clearly saying. Even though this is, it would be Usser if one is was to do the barrel case, but in the case of Davar Shein Miskavin, it would be Mutter. So a lot of the action of Psik Resha is right here. You know, it's in Masechta Shabbos too, but because in the yeshivas, Ksubis is one of the popular Masechtas, so this is where a lot of the action is. Rebbe Elchanan, we start with Rebbe Elchanan right here in Ksubis Davav. That's one of the first sources that's always quoted in the Sukkis of Psik Resha. The question is, why is Psik Resha Chayiv? I do act A on Shabbos, which is vada going to cause act B. So I have no kavana for act B. That's asur d'oraisa. Just to compare it, we know, we discussed last week, malacha shein tzricha legufa. A malacha that I'm doing for a different reason than what was done in the Mishkan. Let's say Tosfos's definition. Right, I'm doing it, I'm usually, and they used to dig holes because they wanted the hole. And I'm doing it because I want the dirt. Right, they trapped a snake because they wanted the animal. And I'm doing it so it doesn't hurt anybody. So, the same exact action. Isn't it ironic? This is the Achronim's question. Isn't it ironic that I'm lachashen esricha legufa, which seems to be closer to the problem, because I'm doing the same exact action that was done in the Mishkan. It's just for a different reason. That we paskin is pater. It's only asa derabanan. While psik resha, which I have no kavana whatsoever, right, to do the act that was done in the Mishkan, but I'm chayav daraisa for that. It's act A, which vada is going to cause act B. Right, I'm going to drag, what's the case? I'm going to, right, the, whatever it is, cut off the head of the chicken or drag a heavy bench across a soft earth. Right, so the Gemara says in Shabbos, that asa daraisa, psik resha, if it's vada going to happen, not darashina miskavi. So the question is, why? Why is that asa daraisa, while malacha shena zich legufa is pater? So, says Rabbi Chanan, two suggestions. Two ways to understand psik resha. Either, says Rabbi Chanan, os yudches, lechora, nira, and he uses this to explain one or two, but we add on, you know, five or six different nafkaminas, machlokos, in psik resha. But what is it? Number one, do we say, even though you didn't have kavana, because it's vaday going to happen, it's as if you had kavana, ki'ilu hiskavein, that's number one. Well, come on, it was vaday going to happen. So we halachically consider it as if you had kavana. Let's say, I'm not saying this is exactly a case of psik resha, I know the light in the refrigerator is on, but I want to get something, I only have kavana to open the door. I have no kavana to turn the light on. It's going to go on, okay, but I have kavana to open the door, not to turn the light on. So I'm going to be, let's say that's a case of sik resha, so I'm going to be chayav karban. Chayav karban chadav, I did that b'shoke. Why? Why is that chayav daraisa? No, it's as if you had kavana. If you know it's vada going to happen, so it's as if you had kavana. And therefore, it's going to be asa daraisa. Number one. Or do we say, no, that can't be. You didn't have kavana. You weren't focusing on it. But the halacha is, if act A is vada going to cause act B, those are linked actions, and kavana for A is enough to be mechayev of you for B. Mitzuref maisim, as it's called. The actions are connected enough, so you don't have to have kavana for act B. Kavana for act A is enough, but act A is connected to act B, and therefore, it's enough to be mechayev of you. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? So, that's what he says. The first nafkamina, he says, this Tosfos, where we stopped reading before, the Tosfos, quotes the machlokas between the Aruch and other Rishonim. The Sefer Ha'aruch quotes, again, a well-known sheet in the Psik Resha world, Psik Resha delo nichale. What if it's a Psik Resha that I really don't want the result? I don't want the other result. I'm not interested in the other result. That could be a difference. I'm not interested or I don't want it. Let's say I don't want it, literally. Psik Resha delo nichale. The Aruch says, mutter. Wow. Mutter. Reb Chaim thinks the Rambam also holds that way. But we'll focus on the Aruch. The Aruch says mutter. It goes from Chayav Daraisa to mutter. Why is it mutter? So it says Reb Elchanan, if I say, Psik Resha Chayav, because it's as if you had Kavana for it, you can't say it is as if you had Kavana for it if you're not interested in it and you don't want it. Right? Let's say that's the question here. The question is, if you stick this thing into the barrel of wine and the wine drips down to the floor, that's lo nichale, it should be mutter according to the Aruch. That's Rabbi Natan's problem. So that's why I'd say, oh, he has a bowl in the bottom to catch the wine. Something like that. But this is one of the big riyas against the Aruch. Is it psik resha lo nichale? Where there are 10 gemaras and shas. Some prove the Aruch and some prove against the Aruch. But that is the Aruch shita. If you say it's based on ki'ilu eskavin, the Aruch makes sense. If you say no, it's ki'ilu, you have connected ma'isim, so what lo nichale? If you have kavana for A, it should be enough for kavana for B. By the way, the Rabbi Chanan also talks about psik resha comes up outside of Hilchos Shabbos. Is a nazir allowed to brush his hair? So the Gemara talks about, well, just like we're not allowed to brush our hair in the normal way on Shabbos, so too, a nazir, because every time you brush your hair, hair comes out. The Mishnah Berurah screams about this. He says every rabbi has to get up in his town and tell everybody not to brush their hair in the normal way on Shabbos. Because it's psik resha, that hair is going to come out. But it's lo nichale, I don't want hair to come out. Person might say, I'm losing my hair as it is. I'm going to have more hair get to come out? So it's lo nichale. So he says, well, that's kufa the machlokas. Why most Rishonim assume that it's not mutter. It's at least Aser Durabanan. It's at least Aser Durabanan. But that is what? And there are many other nafkaminas as well In terms of psik resha. What if you say psik resha b'isur d'rabbanan? We have the discussion. What about psik resha outside of the Ran Chulin? I'm not sure which one to go through. Right, psik resha b'isuri hana'a. There's a lot of nafkaminas here relating to psik resha. We'll see at the end if we could go through any more of them. We bet Hashem will. Just one final point before we continue. And that is, I alluded to it before, there is a question about the relationship between psik resha and malacha sheinei tzricha legufa. Because both of them have to do with an action that there is a lack of your kavana, and sometimes it's hard to pinpoint what is called a malacha sheinei tzricha legufa and what is a psik resha delo nichalei. Right, that I'm not interested. Right, I'm not focusing, or lo ichbasle, I don't care about the result. It's not always clear what the overlap is. The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos discusses this, and in the Kesef of Mishnah on that Rambam in Perak Aleph Hilchas Shabbos quotes the Rambam's son, Rav Avraham Ben Rambam, that who was asked, what's the difference between these two according to your father? What's the difference between Malacha Sheinei Tzricha Legufa, which a classic case is, let's say, the trapping case, where I'm trapping it for a different reason, but maybe that's Psik Resha. Right? I'm trapping it, I don't have Kavana to trap, so why is that called Malacha Sheinei Tzricha Legufa, not Psik Resha? So, I'll read you the Kesef of Mishnah, in the name of Rav and Rambam, and then one other source, and then we'll continue. Says the Matzasi Kasuf, Ha-Hefresh, Aleph Zion. Ha-Hefresh, Yish, Bim Malacha Sheinei Tzricha Legufa, Bim Psik Resha, V'lo Yamosu. Degabe Psik Resha, Eino Mechavin L'Malacha Kol Iker, Ela Shehi Nasis Behechrech. I don't have Kavana for the act at all. It just happens b'meila. Kigomishin sagar pesach beso v'ayosham tzvi. There was an animal in my house, and I closed the door. I don't have kavanah to trap at all. I have kavanah to close the door. There happens to be an animal in my house. Okay, but I don't have kavanah for that at all. That is called psik resha. Av malacha jinesricha legufa, who miskavin legufa malacha. I have kavanah for the malacha. Ela she'eno mechavin letachlisa. I have kavanah for the malacha. I just don't have kavanah for the purpose. Which is ironic, as we said. So you might think that's worse. You have kavanah for the malacha, just not for the ultimate purpose. Miyasod Reb Avraham Achasid b'shem Aviv Zal. So again, we ask, so why is it worse? So, for that we need the Aruch HaShulchan. And then we'll continue. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, at the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos, he says, I'll give you a mashal. Give you a mashal for this. He says, L'dugma, Binyan Mitzvos. He says, Yesh poskim shetzrichem kavanah, v'yesh poskim da'af she'inem miskavein, yatsa da'avikim miskavein. Says there are three types of kavanah that we can have by mitzvahs. One is we can have kavanah to do the mitzvah. Great. Number two is we could not have kavanah to do the mitzvah. Right, stam, we were daydreaming. I was shaking a lulav and I was totally spacing out. So that's stam das. And then there's the third type of kavanah, anti-kavanah. I can have kavanah shelo latzeis. Like if I hear the chazan saying the bracha by Sfiras HaOmer, the poskim say I should have kavanah shelo latzeis. I want to say my own bracha. If I say amen, maybe I'm yotzei. So I should have kavanah shelo latzeis. Or some say when you pick up the lulav of an esrog. So the minhag of most is to pick up the esrog upside down. But let's say I didn't. I'm going to pick it up straight, but I have kavanah shelo latzeis. Not to be yotzei the mitzvah until after I make the bracha. Three levels. So by stam das, we could say, oh, it's as if you had kavanah, it's okay. But by anti-das, we say no. If you have anti-das, we're not going to say you did the mitzvah. You had anti-das. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe that's what's going on here too. When it comes to a malacha on Shabbos, if I have kavanah to do the malacha, okay, that's bad. Right? That's, I violated the malacha. But what's malacha shein tzricha legufa? That's like anti-das. I did the action with different das. So that's why it's worse. That's why you're not chayev daraisa, according to Rabbi Shimon. Because you substituted the wrong das. At least psik resha, it's blank. You didn't have kavanah for it, so we could fill in. Like we could fill in by mitzvahs, so we could fill in by averas. It's as if you had kavanah. So therefore, by a mitzvah, by an avera. So that's why it's like stam. But by malacha shein tzricha legufa, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's like anti-das. It's the wrong das, and therefore, ironically, even though it's closer, you did the action, you had kavanah, but you had different kavanah for the action, and that's why it is better. Avalim be'emes b'chavin l'hamalacha. Ela she'osa osa b'shvel tachlas acher, havi kamo b'mitzvah, kishin iskavi shelo latzeis. You can't say like Rav Ruchanan, you can't say Kilu is Kavein. Because you had different kavana here. There's no place to fill it in. Devadehu miskaven. Avo miskaven latach lezacher. Velo gufa iser shel hamalacha. Right? I had kavana to trap the animal. But I had kavana to trap the animal for a different purpose. That's malacha shen yisuch legufa. But by, I had no kavana to open the, to turn the light on. Right? By the refrigerator. Right? I had kavana to open the door. Again, that's not exactly the same as a regular case, but, that's according, at least according to some posts, and that would be a case of sikresha. Anyway, as we see, this is a huge topic. Classic Subas Daf, but we will continue. So we answered up for Rav.
What about emotion detector?
Emotion detector, that's something called even less. That's called misasik. That I'm involved in something, I'm living my life, and there's something else going on. So that could be misasik, which is even less of it's less, it's not even kavana for the malacha, not even kavana for the maisa, nothing. Right? That's better in terms of Hilcha Shabbos. I'm not saying lechanchila to walk through there. They have to look in the poskim, but in terms of our discussion, is definitely on a lower level. Weiter says the Gemara. So what did we just say? That Rav agrees by psik resha. That's why he can answer the case of the barrel. Why he matters the case of the bia. I says the Gemara. V'ha'amar evchia bar Ashi. Amar Rav halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chana bar Ami Amar Shmuel halach Rabbi Shimon. Rav Chia bar Avin Masi Lavalo Gavren. He learned these halachas even without the previous people. Rav Amar halacha Rabbi Yehuda. V'Shmuel Amar halach Rabbi Shimon. So Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Rav Shimon as Kavin as Asur. So how could Rav, back to the question of the Bia Rishona? So the Gemara answers, La Olam Rav Rabbi Yehuda Sfirale. You really Rav those whole like Rabbi Yehuda. That it should be Asur, but for a different reason, he said it's Mutar Daraisa. Why? As follows, getting back to yesterday's discussion. Lahach Lishna, Da'amar Da Mifkat Pakid, Mikalkel Hu Eitzel HaPesach. If you say it's Mifkat Pakid, which means you're not going to be, it's in a container, so to speak, there, halakhically looked at, you're Mikalkel Eitzel HaPesach, which Mikalkel, if you remember, gets it down to a Durabanan. If I do any act in a destructive manner, it makes it Durabanan. Sometimes even makes it Mutter. Mekalka for a Shabbos need, ripping open a package of something to get to what's inside, could be mutter, right? That's mekalka for a Shabbos need. But it's at most asa derabanan, right? It's not going to be daraisa. So that's one reason. Lachlisha damar dam chiburi michmar. And if you say chiburi michmar, which is a different problem, mekalka b'chaburahu, it's mekalka b'chaburah, which we said Rabbi Yehuda is the more mekel shita there. So that's why Rav, even if he holds like the davar shina miskavein problematic Rabbi Yehuda, there are other reasons why he would say Mutter. Period. End of that discussion. So Masav Rav Chisda. So now we continue again, just talking about the machlokas itself about Bir Rishona B'Shabbos. So Masav Rav Chisda asks from a Mishnah in Maseches Nita, asking on Shmuel, because Shmuel seemed to hold like Rav Shimon. So why should it be? How do we know that he says it is Aser? Tinoka Shligias Manaliros Vinises. So we know on a Doraisa level. When a woman has dam besulim, so that is not a problem, right? That's not dam nida, it's dam besulim. And that's not usser. The only dam of a nida is defined as blood from the uterus. But if it's dam from the besulim, that is not dam nida. Bizman hazeh, we're not boal al dam besulim. But in the days of the Mishnah, before the Gemara came along and ushered it, so they held that as long as we can assume it's dam besulim, that the husband and wife are allowed to be together. So how long could we assume that? After how many times that the husband and the wife are together? So, machlokas. It depends on the age of the child. Is the child, again, in the days when they got married much younger, is this girl, has she not, reached the age of Besulim yet? Has she reached the age of Nida yet? Has she reached the age of Nida, but not gotten her period yet? Or is she older and she's already gotten her period? So that's the question. Tinoka shelo yigias manaliros. If a girl is younger, she has not even reached the age. Vinisse says she gets married. Beishamai omrim nosen la arba lelos. Beishamai says you can give her 4 days, and all those 4 days you could assume that the blood, any blood that comes out from a maisa bia, is considered dam besulim. Four. Why four? Because Wednesday night, right? Besulim. This is the MRV. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, 4 nights. Basil Omer Machitich Yamaka. Basil says even more. As long, until the wound is healed. It could be the first bunch of times, there's still blood coming out. You can still assume that's psulim until it fully, is cleaned out. So that's why, until then. Higias Mana Liros Vinis says, what if she's of age? Higias Mana. She's just never seen yet. But he gives manas. You have to be more worried here. Vinneses. Everybody goes down one. Beishame omim nosen la laila harishon. Just the first night. As many, even more than one bia, but the first night. Ubeisil omim ad motzei Shabbos arba leilos. So there, he says, like Beishamais. Admo, but he adds in motzei Shabbos four nights. So what does that mean? Ad motzei Shabbos four nights. My love, doesn't that mean di lo ba'al matzi ba'il afilu b'Shabbos? Doesn't that mean that if he hasn't had bia rishona yet, well, he can have it any of these nights, which includes Friday night, right? Four nights motzei Shabbos, that includes even Friday night for bia rishona. So the Gemara says Amar Rava lo. Labar mi Shabbos, no, excluding Friday night. So Gemara says 1 second. So then, just do the math. Amalei Abaya, v'ad motzai Shabbos arba alelos ptani. But it says motzai Shabbos four nights. So just do the math. There's four nights through motzai Shabbos. So el amarava kishe ba'al. No, the chiddush is when you already had bia rishona beforehand, then one can continue kishe ba'al. So the Gemara says ikishe ba'al my kamashlan. Then what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush then? So kamash malan the shor lemiva b'Shabbos bichlal, that one is allowed to have this bia on Shabbos. Why? What would be the potential problem? Kiddush Shmuel to Amar Shmuel pirtsa dechuka mutali kanes ba b'Shabbos v'yavavisha meishir tsroros. If there is a small opening, one could go in, even though it might cause some bleeding. Still, it is mutter on Shabbos. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. Rashi says k'shemeshayir tsroros v'hainami dilma mechabel purta. Right, maybe it'll cause some bleeding. Umisveka lo asrinan le. So we're not going to ask her misafek, but that's how you could learn that Mishnah, not proving that it is mutter on the first night. Again, any other action in general, if you know vadai that bleeding is going to be caused, one is not allowed to do it. Right? Let's say somebody always bleeds when they floss. Right? Somebody flosses and their gums always bleed. Always. So they're not allowed to floss on Shabbos. Right, the dentist says he can't floss on Shabbos if it's vada going to cause bleeding. If it never causes bleeding, and once every 2-3 weeks it causes bleeding, so then it's mutter, but one has to be watch and look in a mirror and make sure, and right when, if any bleeding starts, you got to stop. Because then it's no longer a davashin miskavi, then it becomes a duopsik ratio, because now one is bleeding already. But one, if one generally brushes their teeth, depending on the gums, or flosses, and there's generally no bleeding, that's mutter. It's mutter. Again, getting into the sugya of brushing one's teeth on Shabbos. However one says one can brush their teeth on Shabbos, you know, so then one could do that. But the issue that everybody agrees with is if one's teeth bleed, so then that would be a problem. Okay, Viter. So that was the Mishnah in Nida. Let's go back to the beginning of Shas. Masav Rav Yosef. Chasen pater mi kriyashma. Laila harishon on motzi Shabbos. And lo asa maisa. A chassan, someone who gets married, is pater from Kriya Shema on the night that he gets married until Motzi Shabbos, im lo asa maisa. If he hasn't consummated the marriage yet, so we'll get to which Kriya Shema we're talking about, but let's just finish the Gemara first. My love, says the Gemara, what's the case? What's the case that he's pater from Kriya Shema until Motzi Shabbos? My love, the Tarid de Boy Lemival, isn't it because he can't focus on Kriya Shema, and therefore, what's he focusing on? Because he still has to do the bia. He's nervous. He doesn't know what's going to be. He's going to be able to do it properly. So he's tarid. So because he's going to have bia, that includes Friday night. Because it says, right, on motzi Shabbos, im lo asa maisa. So again, isn't that a raya that bia rishon is mutter on Shabbos? So amar le abaya lo, the tarid de lo boil. No, he's tarud that he hasn't been able to complete the act yet, and he's not going to be able to do it that night. He's nervous, worried, he's upset. And that's why, de lo boil. So, amar le rava, umishum tirda pater. Just because he's tarud, we're going to pater him from Kriya Shema. Right? But the first line, we thought he was tarud in the bia, which is then the principle of osik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. He's osik in b'ilas mitzvah, so he's pater from Kriya Shema. But now we're saying that he's tarud, that he can't have the bia. There's no more osik b'mitzvah. Now it's just pure, I can't focus. So what? Anytime you can't focus, we're going to say you're pater from mitzvos. Umishem tirda pater. Ela me'ata. Tava svinasa bayam. Somebody's boat goes down at sea. Putting that into our terms. Somebody lost a ton of money in the market. Hachanami de pater. Well, he's pater from Kriya Shema that day. He has too much on his mind. That can't be. It was only because of osik b'mitzvah. What? You can say he's pater. V'chitim hachanami. And if you want to say, yes, it's true, Hashem understands that if you're tarud, the Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zav, the Amar Rav, it's not true. What does Rav say? Avel. There's nobody more tarud than an Avel who just lost one of his relatives. Avel chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvos amuras b'torah. An Avel has to do all the mitzvahs, except for one or two. Chutz min ha-tfilin, shner b'en pe'er, except for tfilin on day one. Right, where it says pe'er, pe'er chachav v'shalecha, so we don't do... Well, that's got maybe Talmud Torah also, but that not, might not be an Isser per se. That's why it only says Chutz Ben HaTfilin. Talmud Torah is a Nihug of Avelus. That's why it might not be called a Mitzvah. He's chayev to learn, you know, Mitzvah Dvarim that are Shayach to him, right? Hilchas Avelus. But question marks, you see from here that Tirda is not a Ptur. And therefore, if Tirda is not a Ptur, we're back to the earlier question, that it must be that he's Tarid in the Bia that he's going to do. And if he's going to do it, doesn't that prove that Bia Rishona is mutter on Shabbos? So Ella Amar Rava, Rava answers and says, Tanoi hi. Really, this issue is a machlokas Tanoi. The Tana, so therefore, Rav and Shmuel are both okay? The Tana chad de emlo asa maisa, barishon, patra af b'sheni, b'sheni, patra af b'shlishi. So that brisa says, up till there, v'tanya idach, rishon, b'sheni, patra shlishi chayiv. Because you're not going to be doing the Bia on the third night, because it's Friday night. So you see, it's a machlokas tanoim about Bia Rishona on Shabbos. One more line, via Abaya, hatanami b'tir de pligi, Abaya who says that it is mutter, Bia Rishona on Shabbos. So what are they arguing about? They're just arguing about tirta. They're not arguing about whether the Bia Rishona would be mutter or not. Stop there for a moment. So, again, we answer the question. Nobody's left out with a kasha because it is a machlokas tanoim. This Mishnah, about a chassan being putter from Kriyashma on the first night. First of all, which Kriyashma are we talking about? Which Kriyashma are we talking about? If you look at the Rambam, and the Rambam quotes this, in Hilchos Kriyashma, in Perek Dalet, Leficha chassan shenasa psula putter mikriyashma atshayabu aleha. Lefi she'en daito pnuya, shema lo yimatsa psulim. And therefore, he's putter from Kriyashma. Says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting Rabbeinu Manoach, Two issues. What about Kriyashma by day? By daytime. What if he didn't have beer on the first night? So we're going to say the whole day, 24 hours? He's pater because he's thinking about it. Shachris! Is he pater from Kriyashma by Shachris? So says Rabbeinu Manoach, Dafka balelos, shemes yachid ima. Avalim haisa nida, if she's a nida, so they're not doing anything anyway. O chole, o shalo haya makom liyichud, or during the day, chayiv. Kriyashma here only means Kriyashma shal arvis. Not during the day. V'kasav od, and then the Rabbeinu Manoach continues, demidivrei Rabbeinu Mashma, shepater, that was Rabbeinu Manoach. The Kesef Mishnah says that from the Rambam it sounds like you're pater from Kriyashma, period. Even during the day, because maybe it's still on your mind. The Efshar, and then he says, maybe not, dafka b'leilos pater, avol b'yamim chayiv, di Yisrael kedoshim heim, umesiach day tominei, ve'ein kantir dov hachi mistaver. So that's my question about what about Kriyashma by daytime. But then related to that, what about... Rabbi Yosef Engel here discusses, quoting earlier Deos, quoting the Sefer Pardes of Rashi, which Kriyashma are we talking about? We have two Kriyashmas at night. There's Kriyashma by Ma'ariv, and there's Kriyashma Alamita, which we know is also a bracha. Masechah Shabbat, right? So this doesn't, gonna make this more famous. Not everybody realizes that Kriyashma Alamita is a chiyuv just like all the brachas. Mefurish Gemara. Says the Gilyoni Hashasi, quoting the Sefer Pardes of Rashi, the Kriyashma Sha'amru, Zeo Kriyashma Sha'almitaso, Aval Kriyashma Shal Shachris Ve'arvis Chayiv. It's Kriyashma Lamit is what you're potter from. But the Kriyashma beforehand, before you get involved, so he says that's what you could be Chayiv for. And then he quotes, V'nivitzorachin, V'nira Kavanaso, the Kriyashma Sha'amru Liftar, Ein Lilmod Mimena Lanu Bizman Hazeh, Rak Al Kriyashma Shal Mitaso, Aval Kriyashma Shal Shachris Ve'arvis Chayiv, V'atamishin Dubalavachi Ein Anu Yucholim. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, he says, I don't think Rashi is talking about Bizman HaMishnah. Bizman HaMishnah, it seems pretty clear. He's talking about Kriyashma by Ma'ariv. But what about Bizman HaZeh? What do you mean Bizman HaZeh? Tosfos and Brachas. Tosfos and Brachas says that Bizman HaZeh, just the opposite applies. Even though in the times of the Mishnah, the Chassid was brought from Kriyashma, and the Mishnah even says that he wasn't allowed to say Kriyashma because it's Yuara. Who? He said, oh, I could have Kavana? Says Tosfos, Brachas, Yizayinim, Abayis. Nowadays, the Halacha is just the opposite. We never have Kavana. Oh, I'm not saying Kriyashma tonight. I can't have Kavana. But I always have Kavana. I never have proper Kavana. Says Tosfos Bizman HaZeh, Chasanim are Chayiv in Kriyashma. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel is saying, but that's only Kriyashma of Ma'ariv. Kriyashma Lamita, the Chasan is still Pater from, even Bizman HaZeh. But that's already in the area where one is involved, and therefore one would be pater. Right, that Tosas we like to quote is a fascinating application of the concept of yuhara and chumra in general, where the same exact action could change based on time period and history, based on place where you are. In the times of the Mishnah, saying Kriya Shema was yuhara. In Bizman HaZeh, not saying Kriya Shema is yuhara. Right, I always have kavana. So that is Baalei Tosas in Maseches Brachas. What's interesting also is that the Rambam never quotes these halachas, which Tosfos quote, oh, we can have Kavana today anyway, right, here. Or what about in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, right? So what do we say? You have to have Kavana in all Shmoneh Esrei. B'di'eved, the first bracha in Avos. What if I didn't have Kavana in Avos? What if I didn't have Kavana? So we say in the postgame, say the Shulchan Aruch says, well, you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. We're not going to have Kavana anyway the next time. All these halachas, The Shulchan Aruch, based on Baalei Tosfos, he's a realist, right? We realize what state we're in. The Rambam is an idealist. The Rambam never quotes any of these kulas bizman hazeh, right? If somebody's traveling, and for 3 days he's traveling, he comes back, he can't have kavana. Let's say somebody's jet-lagged. They don't know whether it's up, down, day, night. So the Rambam quotes, you're putter from davening, until you, get a good night's sleep. The Shulchan Aruch says, no way! We would never daven. But the Rambam quotes that. Wait till you are ready to daven again. That is that's the Rambam. And all these, by Shimon Esrei, by Chassan, the Rambam never quotes these b'di'evet halachos because he realizes that he demands more of us. He demands more of us. Okay. Vaita, we continue. Obviously, Chumra is a big topic, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara Vahani Tanoi, Kihani Tanoi, right after, just after the halfway point on the daf. This machlokas tanoim about Bia Rishona on Shabbos is like the following. The Tanya. Hakones es abesula lo yivo betchila b'Shabbos v'chachamim matirim. So there's mefurish. You don't have to go searching. Man chachamim, who allows it? Amar rabbi Rabbi Shimini. Dabar dabar shinim skavin mutter. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Amar le abaya v'hamodir Rabbi Shimon psikresha v'lo yamus. Rabbi Shimon agrees by psikresha, as we've said. Amar le lo kahalalu bavliyim. She'ain b'kiyan b'hataya. Not like those Babylonians who don't know how to have a bia by being mata, meaning being able to have bia without breaking the basulim. Not like those who are not expert. Ella, yesh b'kiyan b'hataya, meaning I'm talking, when I say mutter, calling it a dover she'ain miskavin and not a psikresha, I'm talking about those who know how to have bia rishona without breaking the basulim. So the Gemara says, Imkein Tored Lama. 1 second. So if they're able to do that, then what's the whole tirda? The whole tirda is, oh, he's not sure if he's going to find psulim. But if he's going to be able to have bia without the psulim anyway, then there's no discussion. L'sheino baki. The tirda for someone who's not a baki in this area. Says the Gemara, okay, so why doesn't the Gemara Mishnah distinguish? Yomru baki mutter she'ino baki yasser. A baki is mutter to do it, and an eino baki is not, because it's psikresha. Rove bikiyin hain. Wow. Rovar, maybe the medical knowledge of the time has changed. Rov b'kiyanim, most are able to have bia rishona without being a baki, and therefore it is not called a psikresha. Right, the Me'iri's lashon here is because many, it doesn't have to be the majority, the language of the Me'iri here is because rov b'kiyanim, sheme'akar she'efshar b'hataya enkam psikresha, shahari efshar she'yizdamein kain. Doesn't mean that sounds like that's saying rove, but because there are enough people that know how to do it, so it's enough to be called a davar sheni miskavin, not a psikresha. A psikresha doesn't require 100%, right? Or davar sheni miskavin doesn't require 50%. A good chance that it might happen. Amrle Rava Barchanan La Abaya Elameata Shushbinin Lama Mapil Lama. If it's possible, if it's a good chance that he will be Boel Bahataya and he will do it without breaking the Basulim. So what's the whole issue of Shomrim of evidence that there was no Dam and he's gonna come the next morning to Bezdin, the whole thing nothing to talk about. Well, maybe she was still a Basula. So answer Amalei, Hasam Shema Yeravayova. No, because maybe there will be Basulim. He will do it in the normal way. And then he'll try to deny it. So that is why we still need those who will be able to testify that she was a Basula. Just to end off with Rav Yashav here in his in the Haaretz comments, the Yeshla Ayin. That's what we just mentioned. The Lechora, Bishvil Shaloye Psikresha, Lo Tzarech Rov, Elamas Pik Shei Safik. Why does the Gemara, the Me'irid, maybe changes the understanding, but the Gemara's language is Rove. So ask Rav Yashav, why would you need Rove to get out of Segresha? So he says, Ayin Me'iri, Sherov Lavdavka. Okay, but he's the Gemara, says Rove. So why would you need Rove? So he relates this to a part of the big sugya psikresha. Psikresha is usually, as we said, psikresha. I'm not sure if this act is going to happen or not. So that's why it's chayiv. There is a machlokis in the poskim. So does the Taz's suffik. Psikresha l'sha'avar. What is psikresha l'sha'avar? It's not a suffik about something in the future. It's a suffik about something in the past. Let's say, in the case of the refrigerator, I'm not sure if the light is on. I'm not sure. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Is that called a Darashina Miskavin, or is that called a Psikresha? If the light is on, it's Vada going to go on when I open the door. So that's not the same, says the Taz, that's not the same that like our other Psikresha. It's a suffix of the future. I'm going to drag a bench. I'm not sure how heavy it is, if it's going to cause furrows in the ground. What's the Taz's case? I want to close a little chest. I'm not sure if there are bugs in the chest. I'm not sure. If there are bugs in the chest, then it's psikresha of tramping. If there are no bugs in the chest, then it's not. So that's called psikresha l'sha'avar. Is that called psikresha, or is that called davar she'eino miskaven? So that is a machlokes in the poskim. The Taz holds that's mutter, but other poskim say that's aser. Psikresha. Rabbi Kiv Eger talks about this in Yoredeya. Where in Yoredeya? In the days of old, Jews and non-Jews used to stay in the same inns, the same hotels, and there was one kitchen that they all used. So let's say I go into the hotel, I see there's one fire, and the guy has a pot on the fire, I have no idea what's in the pot. I want to put my pot under, and I'm going to stoke the flames a little bit as I put my fire. I want the fire to be a little bigger to cook my pot. But maybe, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, do I have to be worried that there's basar b'chalav in the guy's pot, and as I stoke the flames, so I'm going to make the fire bigger and I'm going to be cooking his basar b'chalav, even though I'm cooking my own stuff. Is it psikresha? So that's the case of psikresha l'sha'avar. I'm not sure about the metzias. I'm not sure if there's basar b'chalav in that pot or not. If there is, then I'm violating the isra of basar b'chalav, bishul basar b'chalav. If not, it's mutter. So is that called a psikresha? Is that called avshim miskavi? The Ramah paskins l'kula. The Ramah says mutter, if I remember correctly, like the Taz. And Rabbi Kiv Eger says, what are you talking about? It's psikresha. And we don't pass it like that Taz. So it's a machlokes haposkim psikresha l'sha'avar. So says Rebbe Yashiv, maybe that's why here it's rov. Because it's like a case of psikresha l'sha'avar. Is the guy a bucky or not? Right? It's the metzias. We don't know. Is the guy a bucky or not? So maybe he says, because there are some poskim that say psikresha l'sha'avar is asur, that's why you have to have rov b'kiyanheim to get out of it. That's what he suggests. V'imnimko b'kiyagavet havinami psikresha v'lo kedivri ataz, yishlomer to malachi b'inan hacha rov. The suffix grey de lo sagi, da dainavi psikresha, mashenkin im rov b'kiyanheim b'kiyagavna lo haviklal psikresha. Again, there's a lot more Yosef Masha Karanu Kasav Khan. There's a lot more in the sugyas of Ksubis, but again, Baruch Hashem, that is what this is Ksubis. Tomorrow we get into the sugyas of Mitoch, we get into Birchas Chasanim and Birchas Erisin. Again, jam-packed, Baruch Hashem, but we take it day by day. Okay, we'll stop here.